The likely freshman of the year, Drew Burris, is going to lead things off for Georgia Tech here in the bottom of the third inning. Jackets already have a 3-0 advantage over the Canes here on a Saturday afternoon. Infield shifts over. Schlesinger is going to have to take a pause as the Miami pitching staff is still filing back into the dugout after their little jog. Here's the first offering. It swung on and popped up again in the infield, easily handled by Daniel Cuvée, the third baseman, for out number one. Schlesinger's had his issues today, but a couple of pop-outs to maybe the most dangerous bat in this lineup, and Drew Burris, one down.
Kind of the same situation where it hits off the inside of his bat. He's out in front, but just gets jammed. And two easy lineouts for the Hurricanes.
And Burris now 0 for 6 this series after an 0 for 4 effort last night. Left-handed swing, and Matthew Ellis digs in with his funky stance. First pitch. There's a fastball that just misses outside. The only lefty in this GT lineup. He squats down in an open stance. Those knees are bent. 1-0 is a slider for a strike. One of the more interesting stances that I think you can find.
Yeah, Ellis, 6'4", probably squats down to about maybe just under 6 foot.
Pitch is outside, and he's someone, if that college ever goes to or if he plays in the pros, an automatic strike zone. I don't know how you deal with him because it's a lot different than what his height is. 2-1 is swung on and missed. Massive
hefty,
cut. Elevated fastball, yeah. Now, Schlesinger's in a roll now a little bit. He's retired the last five batters he has faced. 2-2 is just outside. Belt high on the outside corner. Trying to slice that strike zone. Wouldn't get the call. Payoff pitch here with one down in the bottom of the third. Canes trail 3-0. Rafe working downhill. Here it is. Outside ball 4. That is now a season high. 3 walks for Rafe Schlesinger. And it's been done in just 2 1/3.
That's Burris' second walk of the afternoon. Again, he scored back in the first. From that base-clearing double from Peyton Green, who's had a great series so far. Had the home run yesterday, and then that 3-RBI double today. Just shows you how good this Georgia Tech offense can be. With Burris going 0-6, Younger 1-6.
First pitch to the pitcher, Cam Jones, is a strike. He's a lefty pitcher, but he hits from the right side, does Jones. Had an RBI, or should I say just a normal single, then came around to score back in the first. The pitch, he squares the bunt, pulls it back. Back pick from Scanlon is handled by Perez nicely. That's the catching ability from Carlos. That was like a catcher right there.
A block on both knees, use the chest.
Perez getting his first career start at first, has a little bit of a smile over there as he was able to stop that back pick. The pitch is swung on and laced past Daniel Cuvée. That's extra bases down the left field line. Ellis does not run very well, but he's going to get the wave around here as Villegas couldn't handle it. The relay throw from Gonzalez is up the line, not in time. An RBI double from the pitcher, Cam Jones, as Georgia Tech on top, 4-0 in the bottom of the third. Ellis got the stop sign, but then got the windmill after Eddie couldn't handle the bounce. And it's all Jackets over Canes early.
That's the second time that down the left field line, that bounce off the bullpen fence has caught Eddie Villegas just in a bad situation. It's a tough ricochet as Laz is going to walk out and talk to Rafe.
They don't rule that an error on Villegas. That could have went either way because we have a great view of the Georgia Tech third base coach in Ellis. He was going to stop at third, but then once Villegas wasn't really able to handle it, that's when he got the windmill and when he came around to score. Well, either way, how about Cam Jones threw 3 scoreless, allowing just 1 hit, and now is 2-for-2 with an RBI double. And Georgia Tech has jumped all over Schlesinger here on a Saturday afternoon. Cam Jones is something else.
Sir, I mean, we've seen it all this weekend from him. We've seen it all this weekend in terms of baseball. Last night,
everything, yeah.
One of a crazy game last night. There's a lot of anomalies happening. But then you have Cam Jones, an anomaly in himself. Like, we've seen Jack Caglione a couple times in his career as a Florida Gator, but he doesn't swipe 30-plus bags. He doesn't, you know, do the things that Cam Jones can do. It's just super special to see, you know, him play the game. All the facets and all, you know, what he brings is really been a treat to watch.
First pitch to One Glove Geisler. It's a fastball that misses outside.
I like that nickname there.
Right-handed swinging first baseman tonight who only wears one batting glove from the right side. It's a blue batting glove. The pitch is a check swing that ate him up inside. He did go around, so the count will be 1-1 with one out in the bottom of the third inning. Jackets over Canes 4-0 right now as Rafe Schlesinger's recent struggles in the ACC are continuing here. Miami is 0-5 in his last five starts. The southpaw junior out of New York fires a strike on the outside corner about knee-high to make it 1-2. Geisler walked on a full count and came around to score on that bases clearing double by Peyton Green, who's on deck. The pitch is swung on, and it's a lazy fly ball out to center field. Jacoby Long gets around it, makes the play, and is going to throw to third. It's a rocket over the head of Cuvé. Great backup from Schlesinger. But an aggressive play from Cam Jones. He has all the speed in the world, and he uses it there to tag up.
Yeah, no surprise that Cam Jones was going, but Long, with a great arm himself, just overshoots third base. If it was on target, it would have been a bang-bang play. But again, you mentioned it. Great job by Rafe Schlesinger backing up. Those little things to help himself out, because that doesn't happen. Either goes into the Georgia Tech dugout, could be another run against Rafe. So little things, try to limit the damage as much as you can.
Shift on for Green. First pitch is fouled off. He's a right-handed swinging shortstop. He had a solo home run last night to put Georgia Tech on top momentarily, and a bases clearing double back in the first. GT up 4-0 with two down in the bottom of the third. The pitch is swung on. It's a ground ball to Dorian Gonzalez Jr., who's at short right now. He throws on to first in time for out number three. So Georgia Tech does score one run on an RBI double from the pitcher, Cam Jones. He's going to climb the hill in the top of the fourth with a 4-0 lead. You're listening to Miami Hurricanes Baseball on the Canes Baseball Radio Network, WVUM 90.5 FM.